This is Commons Cast, the official podcast of the Martha Rivers Ingram Commons at Vanderbilt University, featuring Q&A with the Dean, the Commons Calendar, and a first-year resident interviewing various humans of the Commons. Now, here's Q&A with Dean Melissa Grisolfi.
Hey, Doors. Welcome back to Q&A with the Dean. I'm Jaden, and I'm joined by Dean Grisolfi. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. So my first question for you today is pretty light. So the weather has been just about everywhere for the past month, but when it is nice outside, what's your favorite lawn on campus?
My favorite lawn on campus. There's a lawn right in front of the house, which I always love, which is called the South Lawn. South patio lawn. That's a beautiful one. But my favorite part of the commons anyway is what is called the upper quad, which is the lawn that is between Crawford and Sutherland and Murray and Stambaugh. That just always feels like such a protected, lovely space. So it feels really peaceful up there to me.
Okay. I'm always on, I call it Stambaugh's lawn because it's right in front of Stambaugh, but I like alumni lawn a lot just because, you know, it reminds me that I go here.
I understand. Yeah, that looks more like surrounded by other parts of the college.
Yeah. My second question, what is the best way to manage what from this point on feels like a month straight of, you know, exams and projects before summer break?
Well, it is. It's a really intense next couple of weeks. That's for sure true. So one thing that's really good news is that everyone's had a little bit of practice. So everyone's a little bit better at this than they were in the fall. So the first thing obviously to do is to make sure everything's written down in your calendar. And then my second top tip is to actually schedule in the times when you're going to work on or prepare for all the things that you have due. I think sometimes people, and I also, this is my challenge as well, are a little overly ambitious about how much they think they can get done, how quickly they might be able to write a paper, or how long it might take them to review for an exam. And so then you sort of say yes to other things, thinking you're going to have time, and then that's when the panic sets in. And so not only putting in the assignments, but also putting in your preparation time. Those are two top tips. But then once you do that, you can see where are your free spaces, because it is really, really important to have some downtime as well as you're preparing for all these kind of high stakes assessments. Sleep is really, really important. I know I've said this about 50 times on this podcast, but sleep is really important. It makes you better able to remember. So when you're learning something and you've gotten enough sleep, actually, like, you are more likely to be able to recall it. Sleep also helps you just function a little bit more effectively. And so in a high stakes situation where you're trying to manage your anxiety and also recall things, just being rested helps you to do that better. So making time for sleep, but then also just making some time to rest and relax and hang out with your friends. So when the semester's over, most people are going home. And so you want to make sure you've built in some last events and occasions to hang out with your friends for sure.
Thank you. That was a great great answer. Moving on to something again a little more lighter. What are some fun things to do in a city for freshmen who want to basically take care of all the touristy things before the end of their first year in Nashville?
Well, I don't know. There's a lot to do in Nashville, so you might not be able to take care of it all before the end of your first year.
But like the more like cliche touristy things that they want to get, not get over with because, you know, it is your free time, but at the same time, you know, take care of that before, you know, being like an actual city resident, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So I think one very touristy thing to do near campus that's walkable is to go to Centennial Park if you haven't already. Centennial Park is beautiful. There's miles of walking trails. It also has this weird replica of the Parthenon. And so it's a totally weird thing that we have that's really cool. There's also an art museum in that, which is definitely worth a visit. So I would go to Centennial Park for sure. I think a lot of people, when they think of Nashville, they think of Broadway and honky tonks. And I do know that lots of students make their way down there. But you can go down there even if you're not really interested in a party scene. And so before 9 p.m., or maybe it's 8 p.m., but before, like during the day, there's lots and lots of music downtown. And you don't have to be 21 to enter a lot of those honky tonks. And so, like I've gone there even with my kids. Who are 11 and 13, because it's Nashville, the music is amazing. And so if that, you know, if you're not 21 and you still want to go down and check out Broadway, that's a great way to do it. Just go down a little bit earlier in the day.
Yeah, because I've never heard of anyone under 21 on Broadway.
Well, I hope that's true. But no, you can go in. You can go in if you're under 21. And again, I'm not entirely sure because I've gone with my kids like literally in the afternoon. So I'm not sure what the exact cutoff time is, but it's probably 8 or 9 p.m. And there's still amazing music being played for sure. And then let's see, what are some other, I would say, and I'm also thinking of the things that are kind of walkable or like an easy bus ride. The other thing I think is a really cool part of Nashville is the Frist Art Museum, which is also on Broadway. It is walkable from campus, but it's also, there's a bus that goes directly down Broadway. And the Frist is small. It's free to students. So you can definitely go through their exhibits. And
is
like,
it?
Mm-hmm.
They only told me it's free on like Thursday. I don't know. Maybe they're charging me.
I could be wrong. We should check. Is it? So they said it was free on Thursdays only?
Thursday evenings.
Okay.
But it's like, I think tickets are like $10 other days. I don't know. Maybe they just want to charge me. But.
No, I believe you over me for sure. Because my family, we go a lot. So we have a membership. So I don't check out exactly what the prices are. But so good. There is at least some free time for students. But it's like 2 hours tops that would take you to go through there. They have really cool exhibits, rotating exhibits. It's also in this amazing building, which is the former post office downtown. It's very Art Deco, like very stylized in an Art Deco way. And so I just have always really loved the Frist. So those are at least three things that I would think that are walkable or easily accessible from campus that are definitely cool to check out.
Excellent. Thank you. And my last question for this segment today is it's kind of related to our previous question, but maybe in a deeper level. What, in your opinion, should a freshman do just in general before their first year ends in a few weeks?
What should you do? So I don't think there's anything you have to do here at any point, right? I mean, one of the cool things about going to a place like Vanderbilt is the diversity of opportunities. But I would hope that every first-year student has gone to, I certainly hope at least one study break for their house. But I also hope that each first-year student has gone to some sort of dinner or a special event. They're constantly happening on campus. If you look on AnchorLink, there's like not just something every day, there's multiple somethings every day. And the opportunity to go and listen to a lecture or hear a presentation or have a meal with someone that you might not otherwise meet is a really cool and unusual feature of going to a university like Vanderbilt with so many resources and so many really interesting scholars. So I would hope everyone would have done at least one of those things before they leave. And I hope people do lots of those things, to be honest, every year. But then I guess the last thing is I would hope that everybody's checked out every single dining hall so that they can figure out what is their favorite one.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. And, you know, a big thank you to all of our listeners. This has been Q&A with the Dean. Keep listening for the Commons calendar and the Human of the Commons interview.
Hey, y'all. It's Sophia with the Commons calendar. I hope you're all staying safe and sane. I know the weeks leading up to finals can be really rough on everyone, but I believe in each and every one of you. Anyway, today we're covering events from the 10th to the 16th, so if you've got any free time, I would highly recommend showing up to something. Up first, we've got Wellness Wednesday, hosted by Project Safe. Stop by the Rand Wall to pick up some tips and strategies on self-care. That is from 11 to 1 p.m. today. Also today is the Monica Lewinsky speaker event from 7:30 to 8:15 in Langford Auditorium. It's hosted by VSG, so very exciting. Also, on Thursday, From 1 to 4, there will be a lantern decorating party for Sexual Assault Awareness Month, hosted by Project Safe. Ice cream sandwiches and Capri Suns will be provided, so show up to show your support and solidarity for survivors. On Thursday, also, is an evening with James Patterson, who's written a million books. That's from 6:30 to 7:30 in Langford Auditorium, and John M. Siegenthaler will serve as a moderator. Registration is required, though, so sign up soon. On Friday, Taste of Alpha Kappa Alpha is happening from 12 to 3 on Alumni Lawn. There will be food trucks, music, henna artists, all sorts of fun stuff, so be sure to show up if you're on Maine around then. The Vanderbilt Programming Board will have a kayaking trip on Saturday from 11 to 1. That's with River Queen Voyages. It'll be going down the Cumberland River, and it's free. So you can enter to win enter a raffle to win a spot in the limited event. So be sure to sign up ASAP. The Taiwanese American Student Association will be hosting mocktail and mahjong on Sunday the 14th from 12:30 to 2:30 in the community event space. Catered food from Steve Boys is provided. So if you're interested in any of that, be sure to sign up and show up. Also on Sunday is the end of year block party. That is from 5 to 7 p.m. on the Common Center South Patio lawn. There's going to be a bunch of fun stuff, a DJ, character artist, inflatables, and it's a great way to just de-stress after the long year I hope we've all had, or at least I've had. Anyway, and then on Monday, Out and Allied will be hosting a movie night at Belcourt Theater to see the Indigo Girls documentary, It's Only Life After All. Tickets will be covered by Out and Allied for all Affinity Pass members. That is from 5:15 to 7:30 p.m. The Entrepreneurship Research and Resources and Vanderbilt event, hosted by Vanderbilt Libraries, will be from 4 to 5. This session is STEM and Biomed Research Tools at Vanderbilt. So if you are thinking of being pre-med or are just in general a STEM student, I would highly recommend attending. It's an online event, and yeah. Finally, also on Tuesday is a dinner with Professor Akram Al-Durubi as part of Arab American Heritage Month. There are only 15 spots, so make sure to sign up as soon as possible. That is from 6:30 to 8:30 in the Zeppos Great Room. All right, well, that's all I've got for this week, and you know, again, I hope you're all doing well. Stay calm, stay sane. You're gonna do great. Bye.
Hi, Doors. Welcome to the Human of the Commons interview. My name is Cynthia, and I'll be your host for the segment. Today, I'm here with Taya. She's majoring in MHS with a minor in AADS and is originally from Middletown, Delaware. Hi, Taya.
Hey, girl.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
Doing good. You know what? I'm actually feeling a little better today because the groundhog? I don't know. That little creature.
The groundhog?
Yeah, he lied.
Oh, yeah, he's such a liar. It's freezing.
It is freezing out here in Nashville. Like, what is happening? The weather is so bipolar. Like, why is it 39? It was 39 this morning. It is currently 52.
Girl, spring? Oh, my God. It was so nice, literally, on Monday. I was wearing a tank top to class on Monday, and then Tuesday came in with rain, and then it was just cold for the rest of the week. I'm like, what the hell is happening?
I know. I was so mad because it was like, okay, Monday. I was like, let's keep it a little tame. Like, I wore pants and like a little crop top. I was like, I'll have time to like wear shorts. No, I should have taken advantage.
Because the next day it was cold, it was raining. I was like, okay, cut the cameras because what's happening? Like, no. I was like, okay.
Oh my gosh. And the rain, it drives me insane because I swear I bought a really, that one time we went to Target together, I bought a really nice umbrella that time and somebody robbed me. Somebody stole my umbrella. And so I had to go buy an umbrella off Amazon and it keeps flipping inside out every time the wind gets so strong and it's like so embarrassing. And so like my only options are carry this embarrassing ass umbrella that keeps flipping or show up to class soaking wet. So I have to deal with the umbrella, but it's like, whoever stole my umbrella, like, actually, I'm so mad.
Karma's going to get you.
No, literally, yeah. Karma's going to get you because why would you steal my umbrella? Like, that is such, go to the store.
No, was it like, did it have like a unique pattern or like, have you seen it?
I haven't seen it. So like, I'm like, you stole my umbrella and you're not even using it.
Oh, that's worse. What? Give it back. Well, the umbrella that I bought that time, it flipped inside out too. So I was like, oh, after I paid $20 for it.
But we got
like,
the same brand.
I know. I'm like, maybe I like, it was a little cheap. So I was like, okay, I'll get the $20
one. Oh, actually, no, I think I got the more expensive umbrella. Yeah. I think you were like, I don't want to pay $25 for it, which is fair. I didn't want to pay $25 for an umbrella.
I should have because Tuesday and Wednesday, the wind was trying to take me out. No.
Oh my God. It's so scary. And you like, you feel like the wind pulling you when you have an umbrella. Like, it's like actually terrifying.
Yeah, it was. But I mean, Nashville for you. I'm trying to get used to it, getting the mindset and said, but it's not working out for me. But anyways, that's enough hate on Nashville. There's some good things, but like, you want to share what's like a good thing that happened to you this week?
Or
maybe this semester. Let's not. If you can't think of something this week.
Actually, you know what? This week, Easter Sunday.
Okay.
Well, I guess it was Saturday. My mom bought me one of those Mamador Easter baskets, and it was really cute. And I got an entire cookie cake in it. And
oh, that's cute.
Right? I devoured that cookie cake. It was so good. I actually shared it with, like, a friend, but it was really good. And then on Easter Sunday, my mom texted my brothers and I, happy Easter. And she bought us a whole cruise for 2025. Like, we're going to the Bahamas.
Oh! Like, yeah, that would be my favorite moment.
I don't know. I think that's going to carry me into, like, the next year. Like,
that's so real. I mean, yes. Yeah. A cruise for Easter. Wow. What are you doing for your birthday, Shia? What?
For my birthday, I got a concert. I saw 1975.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, my gosh. That's nice. Oh, Mom, if you're listening, I want a cruise ASAP. Not kidding, but like that's so nice. That would be something I'm like looking forward to. Like, wow.
Like May 2025 can't come soon enough. No,
there's like a whole year, but still, like
it's literally like it's carrying me.
I would carry me too because the thing, like the way things are shaping out this semester.
You know what? This week and last week especially has felt like literal war. It has been so hard to get out of bed. I can't do this anymore.
I know. Like, especially, it's like this is the month we have to like lock in. Tell me why I have no motivation. Not an ounce. I'm like, why am I even here? Like, I want to be home. So it's really, I'm like working, like I'm against myself. Like, I'm doing all the hard work I did like at the beginning of the semester.
No, literally. Like, oh my gosh. And you know what? I'm not even going to talk about math. That's a different thing. It's been an uphill battle. Yeah. Like, I'm struggling. But one of my other classes, like, I set myself up in the beginning of the semester, like, so well. Like, I was, like, on track for, like, an A minus okay. In this class, which is, like, a big deal for if you guys have ever taken any, like, AADS classes with Professor Eichard, like, setting yourself up for an A minus is like a big deal. I had that. Girl, this motivation, it's gone.
Cue the Miguel O'Hara theme like, music.
I think I'm going to have to like settle for like a B.
Oh, I mean, still, that's okay. But let's talk about it because the GPA scale Vanderbilt has pisses me off because why are you telling me I get a B+ and it throws off my 4.0? What are you talking about? Like,
That's a hardened B plus. Like, I worked hard to get it. What do you mean? Like, there should be some, like, what do you mean my A plus doesn't count for anything? Like, it counts as the same thing as an A?
Yeah, no. I don't understand the grading scale. It's like, It pisses me off a little bit. But I'm not even going to hold you. My GPA.
No, right now it's looking.
Yeah. Oh, my GPA has been looking a little. She's been struggling since those grades from last semester because chemistry kicked my ass.
Same. So much that I had to leave. But it's okay.
I had to push through chemistry the whole semester. Like, I literally could not, like, withdraw or drop or anything. Like, she kicked my ass, and I'm paying for it.
It's okay. Better things keep coming. I feel like that's such a bonding experience, though, because the next freshman you meet, you're like, what about chem? And they're like, oh, yeah, I hated that. I'm like, me too. Like, we're friends now.
Yeah.
You know?
No, yeah.
Because who doesn't love chem? It's such a... That's freshman core for you.
No, yeah. Like. And the worst thing about, like, last semester, the entire semester felt like war, and I was, like, only taking, like, 13 hours or something. So, like, it's not much. But that entire semester felt like war simply because of chemistry.
Yes. Talk about it. Because the minute I left, I was like, oh, what is all this free time? I don't know what to do with it.
No, exactly. I was, the second this semester started, I had been finishing my work by 7 p.m. at the latest. And I'm like, what is this? Wait. Because last semester, I was up until 10 p.m. reading that damn textbook every night. Oh, yeah, and, now I have a work study, and I still get my work done at, a reasonable hour.
Hey,
like, my shifts are not making me go to bed at, 11 p.m. like reading that chemistry textbook was.
Yeah, no, I'm like, it's okay, though. Like, we're almost done with... It feels weird to say, we're almost done with freshman year.
I know. Didn't think I'd make it this far. Couldn't lie to you.
But we did. Look at us.
We're almost done. Look at me.
A month.
Look at me.
We have, 3 weeks left?
I think so. Something like that.
That's scary.
I vividly remember, crying on the phone to my parents, take me out of this school. Like, I need to go to the University of Delaware. I'm trying to be a blue hen. I can't do this anymore. They wouldn't let me do that, though. So I made it. And I'm happy.
That's what matters. We're almost done. We're almost at the finish line. I can see it. I can feel it. I visualize it. Maybe I'm hallucinating, but who cares? We're almost through it.
I know. This is just bless.
I know. But it's kind of sad. When I'm thinking about it, I'm like, wait, in a month, I won't be here. I don't know if it's weird. I've gotten used to Vandy now.
Mm-hmm.
And just thinking about the fact that and we won't be on commons anymore. Which is
I get so sad thinking about that. I love my floor. Shout out Murray Floor 5. I love my floor. I'm so sad. Thinking about the fact that I won't get to live with them anymore. That is a fun group of people. I'm a big fan.
No, that's good. I feel like Hank does not have that camaraderie. We barely know. I know some of the girls in my floor. They're really, really nice. It's just that we're not besties. And I don't expect this to be, but it's just I hear a lot of other houses that are oh my gosh, my floor, we hang out with each other all the time. I'm like, oh, okay, that's nice.
I don't know. I feel like Hank, it's too large and in charge for there to be charge. for there to be any community. I have no idea. I don't live there, never lived there. But I don't know. I feel like Hank just, it's too big of a building for there to be. You guys have two elevators.
Okay, those elevators, there's one that shakes and there's, it makes you feel
took me in that one. It's the one that, it's the only one that goes to floor 7.
I know.
And it's so scary. I'm like, what the hell?
It is. I'm putting my life at risk just to get to my dorm bed. Please, I didn't ask for this, but I'm not going up 7 flights of stairs.
Oh, no, that's crazy.
That's out of, no. So.
Honestly, I'd rather the elevator fall before I walk up 7 flights of stairs.
I have no idea how I would survive that, but I feel I don't know. They fixed it. They had a maintenance day and it still shakes. The day after it started shaking. I was like, what do y'all do to this elevator? Poor elevator's been through it all semester. I'm like, okay, they need to give her a break. Cause
you know what? Murray has her issues too. There's last week or something, there was an issue about two washing machines. The doors to the washing machines were on the ground. On the machine. Don't know what happened.
On the ground is crazy. What?
Couldn't tell you what happened.
Detached completely.
They were off the hinges.
Oh, okay.
Don't know who did that. Don't know why. Don't know what happened. But, like, it happened. So we were, like, down two washing machines for, like, I want to say, like, 2 days. Like, not terrible, but, like, really?
It's super, yeah, it's necessary. Like, I don't know. I have, like, a maybe, like, a magnet. Every time I try to, like, do laundry, talk about everyone and their mom is like, okay, let's go do your laundry. I'm like, oh, okay. That's great.
I don't know. I do my laundry twice a week.
Oh.
But, like, okay, I'll tell you my story. So, like, you know how, like, I went to a boarding school?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay, so my boarding school, the laundry room was, like, so far away from my dorm. So, like, I couldn't bring myself to carry a whole week's worth of laundry to the laundry room every week. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, okay, half a week. So I do my laundry, like, on Wednesdays and Saturdays. So
You sure you want to share those special days?
Okay.
So I was going to copy early.
Saturday, everybody's doing their laundry anyways. That's but true. They're usually, like, doing it in the afternoon because they're coming back from a late night out.
Mm.
So, like, if I didn't go out on a Friday night, because I don't go out every Friday, I'll be up at, like, 7 in the morning washing my clothes.
Seven
is crazy because I can't even get myself out of bed, like, during, like, classes.
Oh.
So, like, 7 on a Saturday morning is crazy because I can't do that, like, Monday through Friday. But I do it on Saturdays sometimes. And then Wednesday, I just go, like, dead in the middle of the day. Everybody's in class.
Oh. Wait. Oh, yeah. That's smart, I guess. Damn. I need to pick my schedule better for next year, like... I know you say that, yeah. Because I feel like I picked the wrong time because, like, whenever I get out for lunch, it's when everyone and their mom goes to Rand. So, like, I'm always stuck in line. And then when I come back and try to do laundry, everyone's doing lunch. So I need, like,
I've never eaten at Rand.
No way. That's such a hot take. What?
I'm not going to lie. I really only ever eat at Comet. And it's because, so for me, like, even last semester, like, my classes, I packed them so close together so that, like, I wasn't, like, waiting around, like, for 2 hours for my next class. Like, I was just like, let me go to class, get it done, and then just go back home. So, like, when my classes were done, like, I wasn't going to stay on main campus, like, go find somewhere to eat. Like, I was just like, okay, let's go to Commons, eat a little sandwich.
Oh.
But I love the Commons sandwiches. Like,
oh, no, that's another hot take.
I'm so serious. Every time I go to Commons and I get a sandwich, I'm like, this is the best sandwich I've had in my life.
Have you tried the Randwich?
No, don't care.
Oh, I have to disagree with you because, see, I the Commons sandwiches are passable, but the Randwich is just way better because they have bacon. And bacon, like, it makes...
I don't eat pork.
That's true. I just, so, like, your face just, I was like, wait, oh, that's true. Dang.
So I guess Randwich really doesn't change anything for me because I don't eat pork.
Dang, that's true.
So yeah. No, but that common sandwich, sometimes I'll think about it, like, before I go to sleep and I'm like, that's what I'm having for lunch tomorrow. And it'll carry me through the day. And then I've eaten at, like, Rothschild and, like, Zeppo's.
Oh.
Zeppo's? I don't know if this is, like, going to offend anybody, but Zeppo's is hot garbage. Like, it's not good. Oh. Sorry. I had, like, the pizza one time, and I was, like, not into it. And then I forget. I went there another time, and I, like, still just wasn't into it. So, like, I don't know. Zeppo's just is not for me. But Rothschild, their pasta smacks. Their pasta is so good. And then one time, like, they had, like, these snickerdoodles, but they made them with coconut. It was the best snickerdoodle cook. Oh, my God. Best snickerdoodle cookie I've ever had in my life. Like, oh my God, it was so good.
Dang. I guess I need to try out more. I just eat at Rand. I need more variety in my life, but, like.
No, yeah, I've, like, literally never eaten at Rand. Like, the closest I've gone to eating at Rand is picking up a Clif Bar from that Munchie Mart.
Oh.
I'm so serious. And then I've never eaten at the pub either.
Okay, I wouldn't recommend. I'm not really a fan of the pub. It's just so greasy. And, like, sometimes the fries are, like, so hard. Like, I'm like, they should be, like, a little... There's, like, a nice in between. But, no. It's, like, either too soggy or too hard. And I'm like, no, you can wrap it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of people are saying, like, oh, my God, you need to go to the pub. And I'm like, I don't want to go.
No. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just my experience, but I'm not a fan.
I like eating off campus more than I like eating on campus.
Same.
Like, so if I'm not eating at Commons, I'm probably walking myself over to Cava. Not gonna lie. Or, like, Chipotle. Oh my God, Chipotle.
I love Chipotle. Except one time, they, like, didn't have, like, they, like, ran out of rice one time. And I, like, literally, sorry, this, like, might sound mean, but I looked at the worker and I'm like, why are they making you work if there's no rice? Like, what are people putting on their burritos and bowls if there's no rice?
Oh, yeah. Like, they were, like, gonna make more?
Like, I don't know what was happening, but, like, the rice was empty. And I was like, oh, were you guys, like, gonna get more rice or anything? And they're like, yeah, no, we're out. And I'm like, oh.
Oh.
Okay, oh. Period. Interesting. Oh. What do you want me to do?
I'll walk back out because no.
No, yeah. I literally did leave. I'm like, oh, what the hell?
That's, yeah, I don't know. I feel like I would be bummed out. Yeah, I hate when that happens. Like, you're like, or you have like a meal in mind and then you go there and it just either doesn't, like, taste the same or, like, I don't know. It just, like, lets you down somehow.
Yeah. But, like, I'm being so serious. Like, what are you doing open if there's no rice? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
But I went to Cava that day, and it was a great bowl. I love Cava.
I like Cava too. I was, like, thinking, because I had a friend that worked at Cava. I was like, should I, like, back home? I was like, should I work at Cava? But I don't know. I've heard some. Maybe it was just the Cava back home that was, like, hectic. But I don't know. But on that note, what are you planning to do this summer?
So my plans aren't really solidified, except for the fact that June 22nd, I'm already committed to my younger brother's graduation party because he's graduating high school and he thinks he's grown now.
Oh, that's so cute. Girl, oh, no. Does he know?
No.
Does he know where he's going?
He's going to Widener in...
Where's that?
Pennsylvania. I think it's, like, right outside of Philly. He's playing football there, so he's, like, happy. He thinks he's grown now, so.
Get humble him.
I do have to humble him.
Keep him check.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah. So, like, I have to go to his graduation party, so that's, like, that's not really a plan, but, like, that's a thing. And then my friends from middle school, because I didn't go to the same high school as them, my friends from middle school, we're, like, planning, like, a little beach trip to, like, we're debating between Rehoboth in Delaware or Ocean City in Maryland. We're probably going to go Ocean City, but we're, like, we still have to buy a house. But we're planning to go to the beach together.
Buy a house?
Yeah.
What? You mean rent a house?
Yeah.
I was like,
like, not, wait, like,
what?
You know.
What type of friends are these? I was like, okay.
Like, you know.
Maybe they do things up north differently. I'm like, you're talking, I don't, what?
Yeah, like, we still have to get a house. But, like, we're planning a little beach moment. And then, like, August, I'm going to Martha's Vineyard with my parents.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah,
That's so nice. I don't know. I, like, you're, like, mentioning, like, name-dropping cities, and, like, the only one that I knew was, like, Martha's Vineyard. I'm like,
have you been?
No, I have not.
It's so nice. You should go.
I want to.
I love it.
That was going to be my, like, high school senior trip, but then I was like, I don't know.
It's so cute. I mean, like, I don't know. I will say it does get a little boring.
Mm.
But, like, it's cute for, like, a week.
Oh, okay. Just a little weekend trip, maybe, then. I don't know about, yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I find going to the beach and, you know, every day gets a little boring if there's not much to do. But it's like a teeny little island. So, like.
What are you, yeah,
what
that makes
are
sense.
You going to do? Except, like, they have, like, a bunch of, like, cute little ice cream shops. And they have, like, a little arcade. I don't go to the arcade anymore, though.
Oh. But, I mean, no, that sounds like a good plan. Your summer sounds, you said unplanned, but it sounds like you have a lot going on.
It's like.
As of right now.
Unplanned, but, like, planned.
Mm. Going with the flow?
Yeah. Like, Martha's Vineyard, that's planned.
Okay.
My parents planned that last year. My little Ocean City / Rehoboth beach trip, unplanned. We, like, haven't even, like, talked about which beach we want to go to. Like, they're actually, like, texting in the group chat right now, like, oh, when are we going to look at houses? Guys, it's April. We're not finding a house. It's senior week when we're trying to go.
Oh, dang.
So it's, like, because we did the same thing for senior week last year, too. Like, we couldn't get a house. Like, we had to get a hotel. And the hotel rooms were very limited. Like, it was a two-bedroom hotel. No, wait. A two-bed hotel room. For 9 girls, so.
It
was It was a week.
Oh, that's a lot.
It was a week. 9 girls sharing 2 beds, 1 bathroom.
Yeah. That's just core memories for you.
No, yeah.
You know, that's how, yeah.
I'm just a girl.
Yeah, you know. But that sounds exciting, though. I need to plan out my summer now. That's a good reminder to, like, actually look into things.
Honestly, but you're from, like, Texas. Like, yeah. I feel like there's, like, a lot of things you could do easily. Delaware? Oh, my God, Delaware? No, there's nothing. Like, if you're not planning something, you're not doing anything.
Oh.
Because it's, like, you have to, like, other than the beaches, like, you have to go out of state, I feel like, to do something fun. I don't really know how many other people from Delaware go here, and they might feel differently than I do, but I personally feel like if you're not going to the beach, you have to go out of state to find something fun to do.
That's very different from, I don't know. I don't really go out much in Texas, but that's my homework this summer. I'm going to, like, explore my city because I feel like I live in a nice city, so, like, I need to, like, look into things to do.
Cute.
But yeah, that was all for the Human of the Commons interview. Thank you, Chaya, so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you all for listening. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode of the Commons Cast. Thanks.
Commons Cast is produced by My Commons Life, a division of Student Media at Vanderbilt, in cooperation with the Office of the Dean of the Ingram Commons. Subscribe to Commons Cast at Apple Podcasts or via your favorite podcast app.